Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WISP Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WISP Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Betsy Banker, the Wellness Market Manager for Ergotron. Betsy, thanks for coming to talk with me today.
You're very welcome, Alex. It's nice to be here.
Awesome. So we're talking here from the PDS Connect 2017 conference. And to start off, can you talk a bit about what Ergotron is for our listeners who are unaware of you guys?
Certainly. So Ergotron is a display mount manufacturer that is on a mission to improve the comfort and the well-being and the productivity of computer users around the world. And one of the ways that we do that in the corporate space is by giving employees a healthier way to work with height-adjustable sit-stand workstations. And that's what we were talking about today in the session that we were just in.
Exactly. I just caught you talking there, and you talked a bit about how you guys sort of lean on research to back up your statements about why this kind of thing is necessary or helpful for bringing people to a better state of wellness. Can you talk a bit about that research and how you guys validate some of these claims?
Sure. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of what fuels our product design is paying attention to how people work and what issues they face. But a whole nother piece of that is paying attention to what we don't know. And inactivity really fell into that category, to the sense that for a long time people didn't realize that our sedentary work styles were having a negative impact on our health. And we really learned that by paying attention to the research. And as research started to surface about the harmful impacts associated with inactivity, both to our minds and to our bodies, there are metabolic impacts to prolonged sitting that over time, they put us at a higher risk for various chronic diseases and conditions, whether that's cancer or heart disease or diabetes. So it's a really big deal. But even in the short term, it's having an impact to our bodies in ways that are more immediate. For instance, our mood states or even our musculoskeletal system. And it's also having an impact on our ability to focus and our ability to be productive. So our mood states, and research has shown that 6 or more hours of sitting during the workday actually puts us in a higher risk category for things like anxiety and depression. We didn't know that 20 years ago, but we know that now.
Yeah, it really seems like across the board, research is definitely backing that up. And I've heard myself that, characterize sitting is the new smoking in certain ways. So it's something that I think more people are definitely paying attention to.
Right.
And as well as the physical aspect of this, which we just touched on, there's sort of the psychological aspect as well. And you touched on that a bit in your talk just now. Can you speak to that as well?
Yeah, and it's such an interesting piece of the puzzle, because part of my time is spent typically talking about why movement matters and why movement is so important. But then the other really important aspect of the conversation is, how do you start to change behaviors? And we had talked about it earlier, that exercise is the perfect example of that. We've known there is a large body of research to support how important exercise is. So we know that, but just knowing it doesn't always help us change our behaviors to get that exercise, right? We still oftentimes fall way short of meeting those recommendations. And the same thing applies to this type of intervention, where we're asking people to have more of a movement mindset now and to start thinking about all of their physical activity in a new way. And not even just to isolate sitting, but to say, how can we look at our environments differently, and how can we change our behaviors so that we're setting ourselves up for success? And that's part of what we do with these sit-stand workstations. As you change the environment, to create a space that now allows choice, where choice didn't exist before, and it actually prompts people to think differently. So when they walk up to a desk that has height adjustability, now they think, would I prefer to sit right now or would I prefer to stand right now? And that's a huge shift.
It is. It definitely seems like a huge shift. And it's going to be interesting to see how these things play out in the market, you know, as companies like yours are sort of infiltrating companies all across America and the world. So we'll see. I appreciate you taking the time to chat about some of these things with me. Thanks a lot for joining me.
You're very welcome.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now, stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from UW-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. UW-Madison is one of our state's greatest economic engines, accounting for $15 billion in economic impact statewide. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.